Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid, and we were holding still in the Sugyan Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara was just medayik that the Mishnah must be referring to the case of Chatzi Shiur, because otherwise, why would it say Yom HaKippurim Asur Ba'Achila? The correct way to set up the Mishnah would have been to list the Yisurim, Ra'echo Mishesev Yom HaKippurim Chayev Karet, so on. So it says Asur. So the mashmaut is that we're not talking about a chiyuv karet. So what then would be the reference in the Mishnah? So the Gemara's ingenious approach was to say that the Mishnah actually is constructed in two parts. The first part, which is talking about Yisur Bialma, is not referring to an Yisur of a chiyuv karet, but it's talking about a chatzi shiur. When it continues on, the third line of the Mishnah, to say, Ha'ochel kekotevet hagasa kamo v'chagarinata, etc., chayav, that's already talking about the shiur of chiyuv. The reason that this is such a brilliant way of organizing the Mishnah is because the word achila is usually a kezayit. So when it says asur ba'achila, it immediately slaps you across the face. What do you mean asur ba'achila? Isn't that the chiyuv ba'achila? So then you realize, no. It's an amazing thing that the Torah never asered achila on Yom Kippur. The Torah only asered non-inui nefesh, but inui nefesh is not going to be in any way changed by eating just the kezayit. So I'm still going to be ma'anamai nefesh, which means that I ought to be able to eat on Yom Kippur. Therefore, comes along the Mishnah to say Yom Kippur is asur b'achila, even though it's only achila. So why would that be? It must be because chatzi shiur is asur. So it says the Gemara, but don't we find a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether chatzi shiur is asur min ha'Torah? Only according to Rav Yochanan is chatzi shiur asur min ha'Torah. Answers the Gemara, that's quite so, but according to Reish Lakish, it's still asur min ha'Rabbanan. So when it says over here, Yom HaKippurim Asur Ba'achila, it doesn't necessarily tell us it's Asur Ba'achila Midoraita. All it's telling us is that you should know, Allah Chol HaMaaseh, you are not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay, beautiful. That's where we got up to. So, Reish Lakish, Mei Desh Asur Min Rabba. I Hachi asks the Gemara, continuing now on with those words, I Hachi, Lo Nechayev Aleha Korban Shivua. If you're telling me that Lamaisa, the Chatzi Shiur, is Asur Min Rabbanan, explain to me then why it is that if I make a Shvua, and then I violate my Shvua by actually eating, why would I be chayev? The halacha is that if I make a Shvua that Asur something that is already Asur Min HaTorah, so it's called Mushbav Omed Mihar Sinai. So if I'm Mushbav Omed Mihar Sinai, and I make a Shvua on it, so then I shouldn't be chayev a korban. Alama tnan shvua shelo alchal, liachal nevelot v'trefot shkatzim v'remashim chayav, v'revi shimon poter. Look at this. It says in the Mishnah, somebody who takes a shvua, and he says, I swear I won't eat today. And he goes out and he eats, let's say, nevela today. He would be chayev with Rabbi Shimon Pater. Now the question is, why he would be chayev? Because a shvua is not chal in either direction. If you swear that you're going to eat something that's us, you swear that you're not going to eat something that's us. Either way, it's not included in your shvua. So isn't he mushbav umed bahar Sinai? And Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all said, the meaning of this Mishnah is, b'kolel dvarim hamutarim in dvarim ha'asuri. That since over here you said shvua shelo ochal at all. In other words, I'm including, I will not eat basar shchuta, and I will not eat basar nevela. I won't eat anything. Since the shvua, this is called the migo that we say, migo dechal ha-shvua ala shchuta. So once we say, this is the sort of kolel, that the shvua is chal on the things that otherwise I would be allowed to eat, the basar shchuta, it's also chal on the basar nevela. And memela, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's part, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the misur kolel anywhere. So everything works out perfectly well over here. So in this case, I would be chayev. Rabbi Shimon is general. Halach is that we don't say migo, that something is chal on A, it's also chal on B. And now we're all perfectly happy. So far, this has nothing to do with our sugya, because our problem is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, I ata motse. The only way that you could find an answer to this, that a person should be chayev a korban shvua for eating on the vela, is in a case where he was mitfaresh chatzi shiur, where he said, I will not eat even a little bit of nevela. And then he goes ahead and he eats that little bit of nevela. So the little bit, he wasn't mushba mi'amiran. So therefore, the shvua was chal. Now, according to the Rabbanan, that would be true. But I have to say, I won't eat even a little bit. That's halibut Rabbanan. However, Rabbi Akiva Shita is that when a person takes on a shvua that he won't eat, the meaning of that shvua automatically is a little bit. Because the definition of achila in human speech is not a kizayin. When you say, I won't eat, you mean I won't take a teaspoon and put it in my mouth and eat it. Therefore, automatically, says Rabbi Akiva, the iser of the lola echol means any little bit. Okay, but that's a minor question. That's a side issue. But however the case is, either according to Rabbi Akiva, I just said I won't eat. Won't eat nevela. Or if you don't know the Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbanan, means you say befarish, I won't eat any nevela. So, says Rosh Chodesh, in that case, where you're not going to be eating a shiur, the shvuah will be chal, because you're not mushva v'yame al ha-sinai. Now, surprisingly, our question is, aliva the Rosh Chodesh. Since we just got finished claiming that according to Rosh Chodesh, chatzi shiur is asur min rabbanan, the Gemara is asking, so why then, according to Rosh Chodesh, is there a chiyav of a shvuah on a chatzi shiur, since it's already asur anyway? Ah, you will tell me v'chi tema. What kind of question is that? Kima di'itle heter min ha-Torah, kochayo korban shvua. Why am I asking? On the contrary, that's the whole point. It was only asr min rabbanan. Comes along now the man to asr himself at something that he was not mushpeva imed al ha-Sinai. Because as far as ha-Sinai was concerned, you could have eaten even a little bit of the vela. So, okay, the rabbanan, asr, who cares about the rabbanan? But right now you're making a shvud yiraisa to asr yourself and achila v'katzi shiur imed al ha-Sinai, right? I understand. That's what you're going to tell me. And I have an objection to that. Because you're going to say, give it itle heter min ha-Torah. Since as far as the Torah is concerned, it's heter, that's why with a shvua is now chal and I have to bring a korban shvua. Well, what are you going to do with the following Mishnah? Vatznan, shvuat ha'idut. A shvuat ha'idut is where somebody denies knowledge of testimony for someone's benefit, and he swears that he has no such knowledge. A person swears that I don't know testimony for you. And he does. So in that case, there's a special korban that has to be brought, im lo yagid. Okay? But it's only no'eged b'ru'in la'ayit. Somebody who anyway cannot be made, if he makes a shvua seichus, he's not chayav. Ve'abinam ba, and we asked over there, when you're saying b'ru'in la'ayit, le'mu'ute mai, what does that come to exclude? So if Papa Amar le'mu'ute melech, that comes to exclude a melech who cannot be made anyway. Why he cannot be made is something of a machlokas among Rishonim. According to Rashi, can't be made. I mean, Rashi here doesn't discuss it, but elsewhere Rashi says can't be made because it's a bizoyim for melech since an eid has to be made. So therefore, he's not nikur la'edus. That already means that the karon is roi la'ed. According to others, it's because ein eid nase, ein dayin nase eid. And since it says donu l'mishpat by Beis David, so that means that the malchus is essentially viewed as shofet and therefore not as eid. There are other sources as well, but the Gemara takes for granted that a melech cannot be made, and therefore from melech swears falsely that he doesn't know testimony. It doesn't make any difference because he can't be made anyway. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omer, and here's the part that concerns us, is that it's a mu'ute misachek b'kuvya. Somebody who plays dice for money and makes his living playing dice, such a person is not able to be made. Now that is only a gazlan drabban, not diorita, because a gazlan diorita, we learn out from Vayigzola Tachanit, that it has to be an open robbery, not the type of thing like taking money on a bet and so on. So it's a drabbanan. So that means a mesachek b'kuvya midiraita mivzichasi. And it's only the rabbanan who the paslu, only the rabbanan said that a dice player cannot be an aid. Nonetheless, loka chaya leishua. You see that even though it's only the rabbanan, there is no dinner shua seidus by the same token, even though chatzishir is only also in the rabbanan, according to Rish Lakish, there should be no din of a shua on a drabbanan. Unless you're ready to say that Rish Lakish is not made that it's Asum and Rabbanan, which is what we thought. And if Rish Lakish is not made that it's Asum and Rabbanan, so then we're back with our question again. How do we understand Yom HaKippurim Asur Bachila referring to Chatzi Shiur, if even Chatzi Shiur is not Asur, even Rabbanan, according to Rish Lakish, it's not Asur? That's our question. Answers the Gemara, there's no comparison. The fact that Chatzi Shiur is Asum and Rabbanan does not make it Mushbaba Eimed Mihar Sinai. Ah, you'll say, so that's the case. So why by Shua's Eidus does it seem to be, even though it's only Rabbanan, the Mesachet Bekuvia is considered to be Midiraita, Posel Eidus? No. It has nothing to do with being Midiraita, Posel Eidus, my friends. It has to do with the question of whether his testimony would have made any difference to the case. Now, I don't care why his testimony would or would not have made a difference to this case. What bothers me is the bottom line. Would this person's testimony have mattered? If it would have mattered, then the Shvua Yerchayeva. If it wouldn't have mattered anyway, I don't care why it wouldn't have mattered. You're telling me it wouldn't have mattered because the Rabbanan wouldn't have allowed him to be made. Fine. But the bottom line is, he couldn't come into court and be made for you anyway, right? It's a difference why. So therefore, in such a case, he didn't change the outcome of the case in any way, and he's not chayev on the Shvua Yerchayeva. It's as simple as that. But not because it's a question that the Rabbanan affects the Diraisa. It's nothing to do with that. You'll notice, by the way, that the Gemara's assumption of the remarkable assumption, that because of the fact that Chatzishur would be Asur Midirabbanan, therefore he's called Mushba Va'emed Har Sinai, seems to be very, very nogea, the fundamental question we've discussed on some of the other occasions, of the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban from the Sefer HaMitzvot, as to whether the Isser of Lot of all of the Isser of the Rabban that we just had actually this week, right? You can't be sorry, you mean you're small, and you have to do whatever they say, and so on. That, what is that referring to? According to Rambam, that's referring to all of the Zerot of Rabbanan. So Rambam says, that's insane. If you're going to say that, then every Zerot of Rabbanan turns out to be a Deoraita. Obviously, it's only referring to Lot Asur Min HaDavar Sheyomer Lecha, when they are Deresh Aliba, the Midas that they were given to be Dereshin, and they pass them, and that's a halacha. But when they make a Zera, all of a sudden that became a Deoraita. That's crazy. How could such a thing be? So then there's no such thing as the Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan is a Deoraita. That's the Ramban's problem. Because of that, he learns a lot closer differently. In our Gemara, it seems clear that the original assumption of the Gemara was that indeed it's a Deoraita, that you consider it to be Mushba Va'emei Mi Har Sinai. And then when the Gemara is Deichet, it says, no, actually, Mi Rabbanu wouldn't have been considered to be Mushba Va'emei Mi Har Sinai. It's a Raya to the Ramban. And indeed, the Megillas Esther, there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, uses this Gemara as a Raya to the Ramban. And it would come out that you're not considered to be Mushba Va'emei Mi Har Sinai. Unfortunately for him, doesn't make much of a difference, because according to the Rambam, even if Yod Chatzis Yiras Osir Min HaTeira, he still says that a Shlur will be Chal. Seems to be against the Sugya. The Sugya is only asking Ali B'Dereh Shlur, and so on. But I mean, Lavdafka, the Sugya is interested in this last piece, but it certainly could be referring back to Rabbi Yochanan as well. Whether it's Osir Min HaTeira, whether it's Osir Min Rabbanan, a Shlur won't be Chal. And indeed, Rambam learns, a Shlur will be Chal, according to both of them, the way the Gemara comes out in the end. Yes, and the reason is, as a machlokas, how to understand the Rambam, various Rishonim say different approaches, but the interesting approach, which is used by Tosfos as well, the interesting approach is that the chiyuv of chatzi shiur is generic. It's not that there's a specific issur, don't eat half a shiur of an avela. It's that bichlal. If you're engaged in isurim, the achil of chatzi shiur is, in general, an isur achil. When somebody comes along and makes a shvuah that is specific on this thing, then the shvuah is chal, because he's asked it specifically, the chatzi shiur of the nevela, which wasn't chal before. Others learn that the union is, since it's not mifurish min ha-teira, the Rambam Pshita always says that anything that's not mifurish min ha-teira and needs to be even brought out min Rabbana has a din of midivrei seferim, even though it's a diorais, it's called midivrei seferim, and therefore a shvuah would be chal on it. It's not called mushba v'yeri mi arsina, because it's part of the expression of the elements of arsina, which takes centuries now to express, is not included in your shvuah, and now it becomes therefore open to making a shvuah. So since that's true according to the Rambam, it ends up that there's not really a riot in the subject, because according to the makes no enough. Really, even if it would be a deraisa, anyway, he held that a shul would be chalan.
Is Rebbe saying that any
shul
that isn't exactly the same as a shul that isn't chalan,
yes? All right. Asks the Gemara, all right, so now you've worked it out. But you know what? Your question bothered me. I mean, I let you get away with the whole question and everything. You're saying that it says, Osir. Since it says Osir, it's obviously not Onishkaris. I mean, you'd never just say the word Osir if you meant Onishkaris. Is that true? Are you trying to tell me that what, every time it says Osir can't mean Onishkaris? So in other words, where we would be dealing with a true Onishkare, we would never use the word Osir. We would have to say Chayav, meaning in terms of a carbon. Vatanya, afal pishamru asur bikulan, lo amru anushkaret, ela lochel vishotev, osim lachabuvan. How do you explain this, Brian? Right, it says, even though we use the word osir to cover all things on Yom HaKippurim, including the Yisr Vachitz and the Yosef Sando, Tashmishamita, and so on, the Chiyav of Karet is only on someone who eats, drinks, or is osim alach. No. It makes no sense according to you. Because according to you, the word Asur specifically would mean that you're not Onush Karev. And you're saying, even though it says Asur, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're Onush Karev. You're only Onush Karev on the Oak of Ashot. How do you explain those words? No, Hachi Kamar. Yeah, you misunderstand. It means Kisha Omru Asur. When they use the word Asur, which was clearly referring to Chatzi Shiur, right? Lo Omru Elva Chatzi Shiur. That's what it means. But Aval Kishiur, indeed it would have been Onish Karet. Now, that's all inserted. Now revert to the actual language of the Braita. The Afa Pisha Onish Karet, even though I assert that there is an Onish Karet on a Shiur Shalem, but Ein Onish Karet Ela Ocha V'Shotev Asim Alachav Bilvat. That's how I understand the Braita. And getting back to the original question, what would it mean when it says Osir, if in fact it's an Onish Karet? Oh, very simple. V'Bait Eim, I can give another simple answer. I have to get into the whole issue of the Chatzi Shiur. Maybe it's referring to a Shiur. And maybe indeed there is a chiyuv karet But didn't you just say there's no chiyuv karet on the rechitza sicha nilata sandal? You just said that, right? So maybe that's what's referring to Yom Kippurim asur, because I'm including things like rechitza sicha nilata sandal tashmishanita. All of those things are not asur as a chiyuv karet. Okay, so once that's true, I mean, I include over here achila v'shtia, which is an isur karet, but I'm not referring to them particularly to the word asur. I'm talking about a broader grouping over here. The set that I'm referring to, the word asur is certainly appropriate. Asur for all of the following things, out of which two of them are actually chayav karet. That's all that it means. That's the simplest way of reading a Mishnah. So the Yibayit, of course, it loses that finesse of that really cute idea of the achila, referring to the achila of the gezayit and so on. I was really proud of that one. But we'll have to possibly drop that if you don't like that approach and just say a simple thing over here. So the Yibayit, Eimah ki katani asura shara. And after all, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, they say in the quote of Braita, Bishar Sifrei de Beirah, this is the makor of the word Sifrei that we use for the Medrash Halakha, that darshans the psukim on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So the Sifra itself is the Medrash on Vayikra, which we call Torat Kohanim. Shar Sifrei are the other books. The other books actually include, according to the Rambam, all the other books, even the Mechilta. Today, we just use the Mechilta as the Mechilta, because it has its own name. Shar Sifrei means the other books of the Veirat, which were the Midrash and Halakha on Bamidbar and on Dvarim. So in the Shar Sifrei, the Veirat, there is a bright that reads as follows, which we just call Sifrei for short. So it says, how do we know to extend the din of Inui Nefesh to all things that cause pain to the soul? Talmud lomar Shabbaton, which means Shvot from it. So by Yom HaKippurim it says Shabbat Shabbaton, which generally is a reference to Malach. But here the Pasuk says Shabbat Shabbaton Yilachem V'initem Et Nafshotechem. The implication is that there is an Inyan of Shvot from Inui. So the generally, even though we use the word Shvot when it comes to Shabbos, we use the same word Shvot, which people mispronounce as Shvut. But there's an Isser Durabonin called Isserei Shvut. It actually means the Rabbanan told you to be Shovet Shvot. That means that the Torah is telling you to be careful not to do something that would lead to a violation of the Shabbaton. Now that Shabbaton could be in terms of the resting from Malacha, which generally speaking is just don't do it. And here it's telling you to be Shovet from it. See to it that it doesn't happen. So you're to the same thing would be. Initem et nafshotechem is just passive. Don't do it. Okay, so whatever. When it says shvot, it's adding. In other words, see to it that there should be additional issues that are inui nefesh. And then we'll see why we choose specifically these four inuyim of rechitza, sicha, and tashmishamita, and nilata sandal. Why specifically these four? But in any event, it would seem pretty clear over here that it's not really the etzem isser. It seems to be an extension, perhaps only drabonin. So machlokes rishonim, whether it's a drabonin or diorite, the ran is Medayik from our Gemara. It says, Afa Pishamru Asa Bekulam, Lo Omru Anush Karet Ela. I mean, that language is Mashmat Sid. You're right. But even though we said it's Asr. But the thing of Karet only applies to two, but certainly Asr in the same way. In other words, we're not using Asr as the name of the set at all. I mean, it's crazy. Put together Sid Yerait and Sid Rabban and call it Asr. But try to be Bakalik in terms of Karet. I mean, there's a much bigger and fundamental difference. And these are inserted, the Ikra Din Midyarait, and the rest of Rabban and extensions. So therefore, according to Ran and many of the other Rishonim, the other Inuyim on Yom HaKippurim, the four other Inuyim, even though Achilav Shtiyas too, remember they count only as one of the five, but the four other Inuyim are Dioraita, but they just have an Esmach and the Pasuk of Shabbaton. Others learn that they're Mamish only Dirabbanan. And okay, but we'll see as we go through the sugya. The mashma'ut that they're only Dirabbanan is backed up by the continued limud in the sugya of the basis of the four other Inuyim on Psukim from Na, instead of Psukim Natera. And when we bring the raya from Divrei Kabbalah, it's usually we're not dealing with the Diorite. So let's wait until we get there. We'll discuss this issue of Diorite and Drabbanan once again. But note over here to Ron's Diak, which many of the Rishonim take up and assume is the case, it's Nisid Diorite, and Rambam as well, it's Nisid Diorite. Sorry? I don't hear. The Arba Inuyim, the other Arba Inuyim, except for Achila Mishtiyah. Kufa. Let's get back now to the Bach Lokas, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi Shiur, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Asur Ben HaTorah, Rish Lakish, Omer Mutar Ben HaTorah. What's the basis of it? Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Asur Ben HaTorah. It's very simple. Kiva the Chazilich Tarufa, he's Surakah. I mean, let me ask you something. A guy takes a half a shiur, puts it in his mouth, chews, swallows, and asks you, did I do anything wrong?
Say, no, it wasn't the keziahs.
Oh, that's good. Takes another half a keziah and eats it.
So then he says, did I do anything wrong?
Say, yeah, you just ate a keziah.
No, so I didn't eat a keziah. I ate half a keziah and said that was okay.
Now I ate another half a keziah. It's also okay.
So what happens now? Retroactively, it suddenly became not okay.
So therefore, I mean, basically what you're telling me is the Torah defines a shear. Don't eat a keziah. Then whatever I'm eating towards the keziah is part of the isser. Since at any point, if I would continue, it would turn out that this is awesome. It must be that bad, so the Torah is telling me don't eat. But when you get to the point at which you've eaten as much, at that point you're already chayav. That means it's chosid litzterufe. There's interesting questions about cases where it wouldn't be chosid litzterufe. For instance, it's the last minute of Pesach, and you're eating chometz, and there's no time to eat a whole keziah. So you're eating now half a keziah. So would the half a keziah there be asur ben atayra according to Rabbi Yochanan? That's a machlokas achronim. The Minchas Chinuch says that the svar of chosid litzterufe remains a svar. It's not defined by the case. It's defined by the logic of the situation of what the Torah means when it says don't eat. So, okay, but in any event, you can see this is loaded with lots of fun yeshivish Torah. It just sits there right on the surface waiting for the picture. You know? But in any event, we've got our svar. It's chosid litzterufe, therefore it's asur ben atayra. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says mutar ben atayra. The Torah said the word achila. The word achila has a definition. That definition is keziah. That's what the act of achila means. If you don't do an act of achila, where did the yitzah come from, for God's sake? You didn't do what the Torah said is wrong. Veleka, there's no achila over here. No, I mean, that's the details of where it's chotzi b'tzaruchet. But the act remains osir. It's not that small. That's true, because it wasn't mitzurah, but it would still be osir, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So it could have been, theoretically, could have been mitzurah, right? Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, there is an interesting shita that holds that chatzi shir means just what it says. Chatzi shir, not any little bit.
A whole half.
A whole half. Most of the Rishonim disagree with that. But there is such a tzad, because you can't say this half is any different than the other half. Therefore, it remains as us as the next piece that I'll eat. In any event, normally we assume chatzi shir asur ben atayra as a reference to any little bit. The svar of chosid litzterufe, by the way, the question would be on other issues as well. Is there an inyan, let's say, to take an esrog that's only a chatzi shir of an esrog, but at least you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of a chatzi shir? Because it's chosid litzterufe. Can you do a half a malacha? Is a half a malacha asur, half a shir of malacha?
I'm chosen.
That's the thing. The Torah was memayit. Maybe a chatzi shir would be awesome. Let's say a malacha doesn't shaykh to say chatzi shir, because the definition of malacha, the machshavas, that's the machshavas where it has any. Otherwise, it's absolutely nothing. It's not that. That's already really far fetched. But there's many questions. How far we'll go with discussing the tzaruvah issues, which we'll bring up as they come up. Fine. So now, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How can you, Reish Lakish, claim that a chatzi shir is mutter? Look what it says over here. As far as I know, this is talking about the din of chelev. So it says, kol chelev shor chetzav eis lo tochelu. That is a lot. It doesn't say the onesh there. But then it continues to say that kol ochel chelev v'nichras ha-nefeshayim, right? There's two different words, kol. Note that one of them is referring to the chelev, and one is referring to the eater of the chelev. So that's kol ochel chelev, anybody who eats chelev, ochel chelev, and the kol chelev, loto chelev, any type of chelev. So we start with the drasha as follows. Ein liyelako she yeshnova onesh yeshnova azara. Since the Torah puts together the kol chelev shor kesev heiz loto chelev, together with ki kol ochel chelev, as in Vinichrisa. So then that means that you'll only have an Isra Azara on that which the Torah says is the Onesh, which means on the Shir of Achila. But how about things which are not included? How about a koi, which is not included in the Azara because it's not Shor Kesev Eitz? Or how about a Chatzi Shir, which is not included in the Onesh? So Yochol Eino Bazara, you might think it's Bechlam not included in the Azara. Talmud Lamar, Kol Chelev. In that case, the Kol refers not to the eater, but to the Chelev. Any Chelev you can't eat. Even a Chatzi Shir, ha ha. So there you see, but a Chatzi Shir is an Issa D'oraisa, says Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says, no, that's a drabanan, it's an esmachta bi'alma. I ask you, it's not an esmachta bi'alma. So how did you understand the business about the koi? Okay, now I'm going to stop. We talk that to me, you're right, according to what you're learning. Now what? We're bringing a raya that the Torah has decided to aser the koi and the chelev of the koi. Why? Because we don't know what it is. God doesn't know what it is. What's that supposed to mean? You don't know what it is. Make up your mind or stuff it to your rights or whatever. I understand. The Torah is going to tell you, I'm not really sure about it, Kari, but you know what? Let's include it anyway. Kol chelev. Obviously, this is only Drabbanan. What's wrong with you, Rabbi Yochanan? But if you understand that it's only Drabbanan when it comes to the koi, it's only Drabbanan when it comes to the chatzi shir as well. Because, I mean, after all, a koi is a suffix which comes from a mating of a behemah and a chaya. It's shrich krala to yisveika. No, says Rabbi Yochanan.
That's your whole proof. Now we're talking about it, Rabbanan. Imi shumahalo ayri, that's not much of a proof to me. It could be that the author of this braisa holds that a koi is a bria bifnei atzma. A koi is not a suffix, the aim of suffix chaya, but rather it represents a species that fits into neither of the two sets. And therefore the Torah has to tell us what the din is of its chaylev, because it didn't tell us. It was only chaylev of short kesef ha'ez. Now you know that a chaylev of a koi is also us. Chaylev of a chay is mutter. Now by the way, this is not to be confused with the way that we often, which is Rabbi Yossi Shita, koi griya be'ef, if they atzmehi, v'lo yichriu bo chachomi min min chayim min behima. Obviously, we're not saying over here, lo yichriu chachomi. We're saying it's be'etzem, griya be'efnei atzma, which is a third Shita, you understand? It's not the same. Because over here the Gemara is trying to say that there is a koi, according to Woman Diyama, that is not kilayim, and that is a different species, and is be'etzem, not included in the standard set of behema v'chaya. Not the way Rav Yossi is learning, as Taisus explains over there in Chulin, what is the suffix of a koi of Rav Yossi? Why can't we be Vedic in the kronot of the koi? As the Gemara in Chulin gives extensive simoni about how to recognize a chaya. And Taisus explains where I've been besupik about the charukot, the din of charukot, and the karnot of a koi, whatever. That's not what it's referring to. Both Taisus and Rashi, Taisus here, Rashi elsewhere, point out that this Gemara is not using the word Briya b'fnei atzma the way it was used elsewhere. Here it means literally Briya b'fnei atzma. Anyway, I mean, you know what? I have a comeback to you, Rish Lakish. You're telling me that this koi over here, what are you going to do with the Elokei Ma'achi? If you want to hold that there's no such thing, that koi is always a suffix, and therefore over here we're only dealing with the Drabanan. So what about Hadi Omer Avidi Baravi? That Af Kol La Suyid, over there it's talking about Kol Dam Lotochelu. And the Gemara goes through and creeps through a number of different. So when there's a braita that says Af Kol is now so to anything. So the Gemara is over there, what is this Af Kol? So to anything. What is the so to anything? So Rav Idi Bar Rabin says, Af the Kol that is used in the words of the braita is coming to tell me that a koi, the dam of a koi, is awesome. So I'm going to ask you over there the same thing. Okay, what does that mean, Rish Lakish? What koi sveku? Itzur krover vini sveka. How do you understand Rav Idi Bar Rabin? Clearly, and over there it's talking about the braita everybody's made. So clearly it's a bria bifnei atzma, bria yashayni. So, Achinami, there's a shiny. Don't ask me. There obviously is such a shita, and that's what this bracha is referring to. So, I'm not impressed by your argument about the koi. The simple meaning of this is that we're dealing with a chatzishir. That's a diuraita. The question of the koi is we're talking about a koi. That's also a question of diuraita, not drama. Tanarama. The Torah says specifically, ta'anu et nafshotechem. So, that sounds like doing something active. Sounds like do something to suffer. Cause yourself suffering. That's what it says. I would think that means sit in the boiling hot sun so that you're miserable. Or maybe sit in the freezer all day. So, or go sit in the cold. Obviously, there were people living in South Africa in those days as well. So maybe it means sit in the cold. Or sit in the hot, depending where you live. So therefore, Kadesh Yitzta'er, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah puts together the two sugyas. The Chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. So immediately after Ta'anu et Nafshotechem, it says V'chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. That means that the context of Ta'anu is the same as that of Melacha. Now, Melacha, by definition, not to do Melacha is passive. Just like Melacha means passive Melacha. Ma Melacha, Shevi Al Taseh, by not doing it, you are going to be Mekayim the Chol Melacha Lo Ta'asu. Af Inui Nefesh, by not doing it, you will be Mekayim Inui Nefesh. Okay, fine. But so if a guy is sitting in the sun, and now he's uncomfortable, so he should passively remain in the sun. That's passive. You're going to tell a guy, get up and get in the shade. No, I can't get up. I mean, then I'm going to be over on Tanuot Nafshotechem, because I'm supposed to passively remain where I am. So if that's the case, if Chaim Leib, so lo nimalei kum tuf, you can't tell him to get up, betula, come sit in the shade, or yati betula and he's cold, lo nimalei kum tuf b'shimcha, no, they can't. Come on, I mean, that's, the context isn't just a question of whether it's passive or active in a particular case. It whether it means, in essence, are we dealing with passivity or activity? It's a malacha, look. Malacha locha lakdaba. You can't figure out a way to actively not do malacha. So it's extreme. So it means the same thing over here. You can't af inuit. Just start defining it by case-by-case basis whether this is an inui. It must mean deprivation. That's the point of inui. Not torture, deprivation. Deprivation is basically passive. Don't do something which would otherwise provide you with fulfillment. Deprive yourself of that fulfillment. Tanya Ida. There's another braita that learns it from this. It says, "Tanu et nafshotechem." Yochol yeshev bechama uvetzina v'yitzta'er. You might think that would mean to sit with the type of air conditioning that we have in this room. Tamud lomar v'chol melacha lo. So that's kol melacha lo tasu. Ma melacha devar shechayvim alav v'makom acher. Melacha is a concept, isn't it? It's a concept that isn't unique to Yom Kippur. It's a concept that is a general concept which we're very familiar with by Shabbos. So okay, it means those things which are called melacha by Shabbos don't do. So the same thing is true by inoy nefesh. Inoy nefesh is not a new concept. Inoy nefesh is something that we're very familiar with because the Torah tortures us all the time by depriving us. Let's say pigul, meiser. There you have the equivalent kind of deprivation, which is a chiyuv kares. Don't eat pigul. Don't eat noser. And if you do, you'll be chiyuv kares. When the Torah says over here, a deprivation, it's of the set of deprivations with which I'm very familiar. Every time I pass by McDonald's, I'm very familiar with that deprivation. So that's what it means. Okay, maybe that's only like pigul the noser then, which would mean the karet. So maybe the Torah would tell me, on Yom Kippur, don't eat pigul the noser. I should say, I already know not to eat pigul the noser, so now I'll be chiyuv two korbanos for eating pigul the noser. Yeah. How do you know that I would be chiyuv, let's say, for eating tevel? So chiyuv of karet for eating tevel? Talmud Omar, ta'anu v'yinitem. Let's still repeat both ta'anu et nafshotechem and then v'yinitem et nafshotechem, right? So, what's the meaning of ta'anu? V'yinitem et nafshotechem, ta'anu et nafshotechem, two separate words. Must be that it's marve, other inuyim along the same lines. So include even tevel. Okay, fine. Include even tevel, riba. But tevel, I mean, after all, tevel, at least there's a piyam of mizin, there's not a piyam of karas. So therefore, the first thing I'll be marbe is tevel. So now I know pigul, neser, and tevel. Not atid on Yom Kippur. But how about an avela? Avela is not a chiyuv mitzvah, it's just a chiyuv alav. Tanu v'initem et nafshotechem. It's a ribui. A ribui is ribui kol davar. Okay, so maybe I'll get an avela, it's a lav. But chulin is not even aser. Maybe it's not included in the set. No. Tanu v'initem. Riba. Okay, chulin. That's because there's no mitzvah to eat chulin. But there's some things that it's a mitzvah to eat. Chulin is ena b'kum mechol. But how about truma? The Torah told the coin, eat your truma. So then on Yom Kippur, you should also eat his truma. Tamaloma ta'anuvi dem riba. Okay, I understand. Truma. Yeah, that's because if I don't eat my truma today, I can eat my truma tomorrow. I mean, there were some things where the Torah not only said, eat mein kind. It says, you better eat mein kind or I'll smash the plate over your head. How about those things? Like kachim, where the Torah says, and don't you leave any bit over either. Only a little bit over. So if it's Yom Kippur, I still got to eat. So over there, lo aviyat hakachim, she'im b'balto tiru, tamu l'mar, nope, ta'anu v'initem riba. V'inach shechal omar, if you don't like my drasha too much, I got another one up my sleeve. Of course, the Gemara always asks on these cases, what didn't you like? Maybe that we'll get. But v'inach shechal omar, if you've got a response to my drasha, so you know what? I'll bring you another pasuk. Hareyu omer, the Torah says like this, kol ha'nefesh, asher ta'aseh kol melacha, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, v'ha'avati et ha'nefesh ayi mikerev ama. So now, Avedat HaNefesh runs directly into Initem et Nafshotechem. Is there not something very similar about the loss of your soul and the deprivation of your soul? I'm not talking to deprive. What I mean is to deprive you of something that causes an actual sense of loss. So Inui Shihi Avedat HaNefesh, something in which your actual life power, your life force, is lost. And that's a feel of Ishtia. So that means that it's a reference to the Inui of Ishtia, not sitting in the sun or sitting in the freezer. And Ma'im Nafshechal Omar, what would my objection be? I say, you're telling me, and if you've got an objection, tell me what's the objection. I'll tell you what the objection is. Because in Nafshechal Omar would mean V'chiteima ba'arayot kamishtoikra. You see, to use the word deprivation and talk about food, that's true. But sex is not deprivation. We know clearly the Torah refers to sex as deprivation, as we'll see. So how do you know to talk about riba? And you keep talking about riba. It's v'initem, the type of v'initem with which we're very familiar. Every time you walk by a McDonald's, yeah? And every time you walk by a pretty girl as Anita, you're not familiar with the same deprivation? Why are you so convinced that that's the deprivation we're referring to? There's all types of deprivation, right? So, you took a stand on claiming we're talking about, you know, the way you always feel lousy about the tyrant. I always feel lousy about lots of things. So, I mean, why is it Dr. McDonald's and not Playboy? The same type of deprivation. Therefore, I need to tell me, I read you honor. Va'avadati ha'nefesh. It means inujiyeshbo avedat nefesh, something that has a measurable effect on your ability to live, and that's achila v'shnia, in which we're watching you die slowly. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the very Rabbi Yishmael has a completely different makar. He had a third marker, a fourth marker. Nemar kan inui, it says v'nitem. V'nemar lahalon inui, and we find the Torah says v'ya'ancha v'ya'ivecha. So that I carried you through the midbar arba'im shana, and you suffered, and you were hungry. So we see that it means an inui of hunger. So therefore, so too here, mar lahalon inui re'avon, just like in the midbar, it was an inui v'ya'ancha v'ya'ivecha. It says beferish, the inui was hunger. Afkan inui re'avon, the inui being referred to on Yom Kippur is hunger. Wait a minute. We know you can hunger for sex. There clearly, Lavan is telling Yaakov Avinu, not don't starve my children, but don't love starve my children. Yaakov taking his kids and letting them die of starvation. And he talks about if you'll take another wife. What does that mean? If you take another wife, you'll starve out the first one. Says, you know, I don't do that anymore. Now, obviously, the issue over there is not to deprive them of their satisfaction. Re'avon could also mean here, even the way Rabbi Yishmael is learning. Why learn it out of Vayancha Vayarivecha? Why not learn it out from Lotaned Benotai? Danin Inui Derabim Mi Inui Derabim. That's because Vayancha Vayarivecha was said about Klal Yisrael. And so too Tanuit Nafshotechem is said about Klal Yisrael. But the personal situation of Yaakov Avinu with his wives is a personal matter. So Nelef Inui Derabim Inui Derabim Ein Danin Inui Derabim Inui Deyochim. Excuse me. Sexual deprivation is called inu derabim also. How do I know? Nelef inu demitzrayim. Dichti vayar et onyenu. What's vayar et onyenu? Anybody who reads the Haggadah Shel Pesach knows that vayar et onyenu v'aminu zupushut erechayot means again sexual deprivation, that the Mitzrayim simply destroyed home life and marital relationships. That's about the token. You have an inu derabim from an inu derabim, and you're, for some reason, assuming it means achilah v'shtiyah. Why does it mean achilah v'shtiyah? You're right. Take a different approach. Eladanini idui bidei shamayim, inui bidei shamayim. Eindanin idui bidei shamayim, mi inui bidei adam. I mean, the God's telling you inui, and God's having done an inui. Makes sense that those two should be compared. Hashem can tell you, God's inui, avinitem et nafshotechem, from a coincidental inui that happens because people were mean to you. That's already not an equivalent kind of limud. Makes much more sense to learn it out of the inui of the re'avon. And when it says, wait a second, maybe eating is inui? It says, Amachilcha man ba midbar l'man anotcha. What is that supposed to mean? I thought inui means deprivation. And here it says, he fed you man in order to deprive you. Eating is deprivation. I explain that. This is weird. Drabami Bravasi have different approaches. Chad Amar, the deprivation there is the sense of never having it in your hands. You finish today's man, and you're thinking, will it come tomorrow or won't it? Can we continue to live miraculously? That's why it's so hard to live in this country, right? Can we continue? I mean, we're alive today, but what's the chances of tomorrow? Another miracle. But that's not secure. So therefore, it's torturous. Yes, that's called an inu. You never feel that you've got enough. So inu dona mishi yeshlo pat pesalo la mishi inu pat eno pat pesalo. It's interesting, of course, that we have exactly the same language about sex in this mesechta about man havilan liyuma inu dona pat yeshlo pat pesalo, because a woman is called pat ki malechem asher ruachel. The two sugyas are fundamentally connected. What is Yom Kippur coming to be b'kapara? Maisa azav azel. The whole issue of sex and food is the whole inu of Yom Kippur. The inu is in terms of food. The tikkun is in terms of azav azel. So, and arrest. Amazing. Yeah. So, Chad Amar, the other one says, no, the issue over here is, you can't see what you're eating. You feel deprived. Half of the fun of the food is the presentation. Take a look at all these gourmet magazines. Mm-hmm. It's all in terms of what the food looks like. And of course, Rav Yosef, who was blind, Omer Rav Yosef, aye, yes indeed. Mikan remez lasumim shochlim ve'inam sfe'im. Here's an indication of the way I experience life. You eat, but you never feel satisfied. That's what the meaning is by Yom Chaviari. Because when you look at the man, you don't see all of those nice things that it tastes like. Chocolate sundae. I mean, you got to close your eyes and say, chocolate sundae. I mean, it looks to me like a bunch of seeds. Yikes. But okay, so it's certainly not the same as eating a chocolate sundae when you eat the man. So that sense, it's vayam chavayari becha. And it's still, machil ma'am b'midbar l'man anotecha. You still suffer. Om Rabbaya says, Abaya, by the way, I mean, this means you want to get the most for your money. I mean, if you've got a su'udah, make sure you turn on the lights. Man di itle su'udata lo difle elo b'yamama. You wouldn't want to waste your su'udah by eating it in the nighttime. Because it's next to the shir and shabbat. If you're going to eat that su'udah, you might as well enjoy it, right? So, otherwise, it's very inefficient use of your food. Om Azera Maikra, the pasuk being, Tov mare enayim mehalak nefesh. It's better what you're looking at than the actual satisfaction that it gives you in your soul. Let's get right back to the sexual issue. I'm Reish Lakish. Tov mar'eh einayim b'isha yoter migufosha ma'aseh. It's more fun looking at the girl than actually sleeping with her. I think you always have your imagination to fantasize all types of excitement. But tov mar'eh einayim mihalach nefesh. Continue is not the dash, the same double meaning. Yitain b'kos eino yitalek b'vishari. Somebody, says Shlomo HaMelech, who puts his eyes into his cup of liquor, and I was referring to wine, and talking about altera yayin ki yitadam, you put your eye in your cup, you can just go smoothly straight ahead. What? Smoothly straight ahead? So one says that means, anybody who likes getting drunk, straight ahead, sleep with whatever you like. The whole world is yours. You know, that money, who'd you say it belonged to? So it's all meisharim, it's all mine. Sorry. Ask the Gemara. Later, Rishon Shasim Rabban and the Yochel and the Chayav of the Akar Ben Shvua, Lamatan Shvua Shalom, Chal Vyachan Avera Service, Shkatin Ramashu B'Chayav, Rabbi Shimon Bot Terva, Vinam Ba, Amai Chayav, Mushbav, Omeid Mi'ar Sinayu, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochan, and say it's because of Dvar Mamutar Min Dvar Masurim, which of course Rabbi Shimon Lashitato argues with, Rish Lokesh Omariya Tamotiel Mefaresh Chatsi Shiyur Ali Bid Rabban, or even if he's so tame and not Mefaresh Ali Bid Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, Adam Osir Atzmo B'chol Shehu. Teacher's going to come down hard in a minute. V'chi teim hakim and de'it le'etr min ha'Torah. Kokai ha'kor ben shvua, v'tanak shvat ha'idu te'inu no'heget ela beru'in la'agid. V'avina ba'lamuti ba'i, v'papar ba'lamuti melav rebach ha'briyag ba'lamuti mesachik b'kuvia. I am mesachik b'kuvia, midi right, as mitzvah chazi, tzoni rabban and patzua. And nonetheless, lo kokai ha'le shvua, in which case over here, chatzi shiur, even if tzitzit rabban, it should be lo kokai ha'le shvua. No, shani asim, domakrem lo yagid, v'aylav baragadau klal. Minayin yom ha'kippurim shasur b'rechitza v'sikha b'nilat ha'sandal v'tash v'shamita tamunom ha'shabaton shvot gufa. Chatzi shir Rabbi Yochanan omer asur min ha'Torah shol shomer mutar min ha'Torah Rabbi Yochanan asur min ha'Torah kevin ha'fazi tzitzaru v'yisra ka'achya Reish Lakish omer mutar min ha'Torah chilom rachman aleka Eis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish ein liyela kol sheyesh lo bonus sheyesh lo ba'azara. When it comes to chelev, koi, or chatzi shiur rov enu ve'onir yochal eno ba'azara Talmud Lomar, Kol Chelev. Yes, it's Rishon Tzibur Rabbonin. Gross Mach to be Alma. And obviously, I've never seen this archetype of the writer. But Koi Sveik, it's a fellow to your Sveika. No, this is really Shom Halo Iris. Kasavri Koi Biria Bifnei Atzmai. The Lote Mahaki, what are you going to do with Omer of Idi Baravid Binyan of Dam? By Kol Dam, Loto Chelo, I've called out to your Koi. But you're going to Koi Sveiku, it's a fellow to your Sveika. Ella Biria Shining, Akinami Biria Shining. Tanya Idok Tanu at Nafshotechem, Yoko Yeshekama Vitzinam Yisterta, but Lomar Vakomala Kalotasu, Mamla Kadavashaka Vina Labumakomacher, Afinu Nefeshka Vima Labumakomacher, Vaises, Pigo, nicer, okay? So I'll be Pigo, nicer, and be correct, Loa Vieta Tevel, she will be correct. Tamud Lomar Tanu Viniten, Riva, Avia Tevel, she will meet her, Loa Vieta Nevela, she will meet her. No, Tamudomava Tanu Viniten, Nafshotechem, Riva. Avitan the Vela Shubalab, Avitan Kulishanabalab, Tama Lamata Nuvi Tamatur Snapshatakem Riba, Avihuin, Shadam Bukumeko, Lavita Trumash Bukumeko, Tama Lamata Nuvi Tamatom Shotakem Riba, Avita Trushin Babaltotiro, Lavita Kadashim Shimbaltotiro, Tama Lamata Nuvi Tam Riba, Vimnam Shakalomar, Ariomer Babarti and Nefesh, Inu Shravidat Nefesh. Lazar says Achil Vishtia, my Napshalomar. Bechit ema ba'arayot kamishtaikra. Arayo omer ba'avadati et ha'nefesh, inu shiyesh po avaydat nefesh. V'yeze, zachil v'shtia. Devei Rabbi Shmuel tanu nemar kan, inu ivenemar lahalan, inu ba'avayam chavayar ibecha. So why not learn it from Taned Benotai? So Nelev Minu the Rabbin by Mitzrayim, Tichti Vayara Danyenu, Varmina Zu Prishut Derecheretz, Dani Ninu Bide Shemayim, Ninu Bide Shemayim, Vein Dani Ninu Bide Shemayim, Ninu Bide Adam. Hamachilcha, Man Vamidbar, Mana Notecha, it's not a contradiction. Rabbani Verbasi, Chalamein Adam Amish Yeshu Pat Pesalo, Amish Yeshu Pat Pesalo. Vachalamein Adam Amish Yeshu Roe Evochel, Amish Yeshu Roe Evochel. Omer Yesu, Bikan Remez Nesudim, Shochlim, Venom Tzvayim. Om Rabbi Hilkaf, man di itle se udata, lo lech, la la biyamama. Om Rabbi Zera Makro, tov mare naim e halach nefesh. Om Rabbi Shlokish, also means tov mare naim bishaya temigo for shemase. Shema tov mare naim e halach nefesh. Ki tein bekos eno, yitalek me mesharim. Rabbani, Rabbasi, chadam rekola noten eno bekos arayot kulan, domot alav ke mishor. Rechadam rekola noten eno bekos o, kolo lankul, odome alav ke mishor.